football on Off the Ball.
It's a hammer blow for the league in many ways. Damien Duff and Champions League football sounds great together.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Rugby Daily.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Hello and welcome to Thursday's Rugby Daily. I'm David Wilson. Coming up today, we'll have the latest from Australia as the Lions name their team for their opening match of the tour with the Western Force on Saturday morning. We'll also get the latest from the Ireland camp as they continue preparations for the summer tour to Georgia and Portugal. And Peter O'Mahony and Keane Healy call time on their long, illustrious careers this weekend. Dan Sheehan will captain a Lions team that contains 8 Irish internationals for Saturday's opening fixture on Australian soil against the Western Force in Perth. Head coach Andy Farrell has drawn heavily on his Irish contingent, with 3 further Ireland players named among the replacements. Tour captain Maro Itoje will not feature this weekend, so Sheehan will lead the team out at Optus Stadium. Fellow Irish internationals Gary Ringrose, James Lowe, Joe McCarthy and Josh van der Fleer will also make their Lions debuts, while Munster's Tadhg Beirne is one of only 2 survivors from the defeat to Argentina last Friday, and he starts at blindside flanker. Tadhg Furlong comes into the front row alongside Sheehan and Pierre Schoeman. McCarthy is joined in the second row by Scotland's Scott Cummings, while Henry Pollock joins Byrne and van der Fleer in the back row. Farrell has opted for Scotland's Finn Russell and Welsh international Tomas Williams as his half-back pairing. Mac Hansen, who came on against Los Pumas last week, starts on the right wing with Lowe on the opposite flank. Ringrose will be partnered by Sione Tupulotu in midfield, with England's Elliot Daly taking the full-back position. Ronan Kelleher, Andrew Porter and Jack Conan are amongst the 8 replacements. Head coach Andy Farrell told the reporters that he is keen to get all the squad up to speed as quickly as possible.
It lends its hand, doesn't it, to the way that the season finished out and where players are at, and trying to get people up to speed as quick as we can. So a lot of people get their opportunity to not just play the first game on tour, but quite a few of them as well. I think 9 of them get to play for the Lions for the first time.
And Farrell explained why he selected Sheehan as captain for the day.
Well, it says a lot about him, obviously, because you don't make these decisions lightly. To have the special honour to captain the British and Irish Lions must be amazing for Dan and his family. You know, they must be bursting with pride, but he's well earned, obviously. And, you know, he will 100% do the job justice by just being himself. You know, I know for a fact that whatever he asks the players to do, it won't be empty words. There'll be stuff that he's willing to do himself. I know that the responsibility as well will make him a better player, because that's the type of character he is, and he's a calming type influence who understands what pressured situations really look like at this type of level. So all those things put together is why he sat at the side of me.
And after a defeat last week to Argentina, Farrell wants his team to bounce back.
Well, we'll see. We'll see on Saturday how we responded. I suppose the guys that are playing, taking the field this week are a little bit fortunate in the sense that they understand how we want to get better. They've got to take responsibility for that and grab a hold of their chance to make sure that they take this team forward. But yeah, I mean, you know, disappointed to lose any game. I hate losing, so does everyone else, and that's why they're in this position in the first place. But there are plenty of positives to go with that. But it's taking the learnings, isn't it, and how we keep pushing forward right up until that first test.
Australia are also in camp as they get ready to take on Fiji in their only warm-up hit-out before the Lions. Wallaby winger Tom White told reporters in Australia that he won't read too much into the defeat last week.
Yeah, I wouldn't read like a whole lot into, you know, defeat was the word to use, but like it was a pretty thrilling game. It was at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, plenty of like running rugby. Is that the side they might roll out? Like maybe, or might not be as well, as a lot of big names that obviously didn't play. The Argentinians were really good, I thought. Like I wouldn't discard, and not that you did, I wouldn't discard like that the Lions played really poorly, but there's also, that's like, bunch of guys trying to come together for the first time, really. I know they've had like a training hit out against Portugal or whatever, but yeah, I wouldn't read heaps into it. I thought both sides played pretty exciting footy anyway, for the most part.
The 26-year-old Leinster hooker Sheehan has experience in captaining teams. He skippered Ireland for the first time in March in the Six Nations victory over Wales. And he says it's a proud day, even if some of his family won't be out in time to see him drive on the Lions this Saturday.
Yeah, it's obviously a massive privilege and honour. Start of the week, I was just focusing on doing everything I can to put on a red jersey for the first time. And, you know, I think obviously you look around the room and there's so many individuals that are more than capable than captaining this team, and that's something that probably eases the nerves a little bit, that the amount of people around me that, you know, I don't have to make it much difficult. I just need to be myself, do what I usually do, and something, you know, that's why I'm here in the first place. So it's a massive honour, obviously. You know, that phone call back home was something special, and you know, I think they're gutted that they can't be here, and they're missing the first few games. But
they're not here.
They're,
I
wouldn't be surprised if he shows up. But
I know, I wouldn't be surprised either.
Yeah, like, I was like just on the phone to him today. I knew I wasn't able to speak to him too early in the week, but
why? Because they blub it.
They make it too big. I don't like too big. No, I'm just. No, I gave him a text, but I didn't want to call him. But no, it's just, I'm quite a chill person. I feel like I have a good understanding on who I am and what sort of excites me. And yeah, I just sort of let these things happen in a weird way. I know that sounds almost like you're sat back, but I just don't overthink it, really. And, you know, as I said, I think Saturday is something I was just focused on trying to get on the pitch. And sort of the prep during the week was just trying to be the best version of myself. And with the added role of being captain, I don't think it changes that much. And I just bring the boys with me. And
see? You can see now, can you?
And I'll just let it happen.
Teammate and fellow front row Tadhg Furlong said that he was happy for Sheehan.
I'll be captained by him at club level as well. And you know, he's a... I suppose... knowing Dan, he doesn't overthink it a whole lot, and he always plays well, and I think he takes to it, and I think he has the respect of the group, and I think he you know, he talks amongst the group very well. So I'm delighted for him as a friend and a teammate.
On the 2013 tour, the Lions ran out 69-17 winners at the Subiaco Oval. Current assistant coach Johnny Sexton got the Lions off the mark with an early try, while Lee Halfpenny converted all nine Lions tries. Veteran fullback Kirtley Beale has been ruled out of Saturday's game, but Western Force have named 11 Wallabies in their starting lineup, including six current members of Joe Schmidt's squad. Beale, who was part of the Wallabies side for the 2013 Lions tour, misses out with a hamstring complaint, but we'll see action later in the series as the 36-year-old has been selected to lead the First Nations and Pacifica 15 against Farrell's side in 4 weeks' time. Force have replaced Beale with Ben Donaldson, who came off the bench for the Wallabies in their victories over England and Wales last autumn. Prop Tom Robertson, lock Darcy Swain, back row Nick Champignon de Crispini, captain Nick White, Donaldson and wing Dylan Peach are the current Wallabies who will face the Lions. Andy Farrell is aware of the danger of what the Western Force can bring.
Well, the side's a great side, full of Australians that have been, full of plenty of Australians that are in the here and now, and people with the ambition to be future Australian test players. So, and also, you know, the realisation that it doesn't really matter who we come up against. I think we've all seen the improvement over the last couple of years, and certainly this season, as far as the Force are concerned. I think that goes across the board in Australian Super Rugby in general anyway. But I think, you know, if we analyse those type of performances and think that's what's coming our way, I think we'll be a little bit shocked, because, you know, it's a huge occasion for the Force as it is for us. So we expect the performances to be up another 25-30% anyway.
The Force are attempting to beat the Tourists for the first time.
On this morning's Off the Ball breakfast,
we had this.
At the end of the 2005 year, when we beat Kerry in the final, I remember there was almost a feeling of disappointment that this team couldn't have played more. Even winning the final, it was. I remember feeling, God, it's sad this team's going to be broken up, because he even knew it there and then that this team was going to be something that we'd never see again, and I don't think we did.
And we also had this.
They brought the All-Ireland to the primary school when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
And I was about 18 months old and 73, if you can do the math, and my hand was on it. And they told my mother, oh, he'll hurl for Limerick.
Hey.
Which she always thought was hilarious as I was growing up.
She laughed too much.
Yeah. First laugh I gave her. Yeah.
Catch up now elsewhere on the Go Loud app and every weekday morning when Off the Ball Breakfast is live from 7:30 on your OTB social channels.
South African-born forward Pierre Schoeman appears to be one of the more philosophical members of the British and Irish Lions squad that is touring Australia. The 31-year-old is one of 8 players born outside the British Isles and Ireland in Andy Farrell's travelling party, and he's dismissed the question marks over their right to be in the squad. He told BBC Sport Australia that he is fully buying into representing the British and Irish Lions.
If you're good enough to play for your country and then you're good enough to play for the Lions, so you're selected, obviously you're going to do that.
Yeah, what does it mean to you to play for the Lions?
It's massive, you know, like Scotland is home for us, my wife and I. Myself, I know other players as well, like Mac Anson has made Ireland home. You embrace that, you fully take that on. It's like the movie Outlander, you know. You move to a different country and now that's your house. You live there, if you work for, you know, one of the big four in finance, and you get the opportunity, you're going to go for them, and you can really make that home. But this is much different, like you buy into the culture, and now to represent the British and Irish Lions, you fully buy into that, you fully submerge into that. Nothing else matters, not your past, not the future, it's about the now. Khalil Gibran says it in one of his books quite well, and that is, yesterday is gone forever, tomorrow might never come, now is the time to live. And that's what we do as Lions. It's about the now, this tour, this is what really matters.
Schoeman featured for the final 21 minutes as the Lions lost 28-24 to Argentina in Dublin last Friday. Ireland are continuing preparations ahead of their summer tour to Georgia and Portugal. A Paul O'Connell-led Ireland face Georgia in Tbilisi on Saturday the 5th of July before moving to Lisbon, where they will take on Portugal a week later. With 16 Ireland internationals currently in Australia, with the Lions and experienced pair Ian Henderson and Rob Herring rested, a largely inexperienced squad has been in camp in Dublin since last week. A group of 37 is currently preparing at the High Performance Centre in Dublin, with 5 of those only involved as training panellists, Ulster's Zach Ward and Jude Postlethwaite, and Munster trio Evan O'Connell, Brian Gleeson and Dermot Kilcallen won't be in the touring party barring further injuries. And even with 12 uncapped players in the squad of 32 set to travel, Prendergast says that they would hope to see every player get minutes across the 2 weeks. With Andy Farrell away at the Lions, as well as assistants Andrew Goodman, Simon Easterby, John Fogarty and Johnny Sexton, Prendergast has been drafted in to work under Paul O'Connell, as well as Dennis Leamy and Connacht's Cully Tucker. Prendergast told reporters this week that this is a learning experience for the players and coaches alike.
It is, and it's I suppose it's new for some of the staff as well to be in here, which is great, and it's a good challenge. And you know, you've experienced guys in there as well. You've a lot of lads that have been in and around the environment, and you know, they've obviously been leading the way. You've 12 uncapped players. Some of them have been in before through the A's, through the senior team, and I think that the aspect we spoke about most was just being able to connect people together, both on and off the pitch, and the Irish players are generally good at that. Yeah, it's been very positive so far, and from a coaching point of view as well, we obviously would know each other. Some of us haven't worked with each other, you know, and we're connecting as well. And to be fair to the staff, we've been in good dialogue with them over the last couple of weeks through Paul, etc., with Andrew Goodman, with Simon, Faz, etc. So everything was laid on for us in terms of how we want to play and what we're looking for.
A couple of now former Irish internationals will have one last crack at the Springboks this weekend. Peter O'Mahony will captain their Barbarians as they face South Africa in Cape Town on Saturday. He will line up alongside old foe All Black Sam Kane, whilst Keane Healy will also take to the field at some stage. It will be O'Mahony and Healy's final games in pro rugby. New Zealander Robbie Deans will coach the Babas, who will play in South Africa for the first time and are looking for a fifth win in 9 games against the four-time world champs. That is about all we have time for on today's Rugby Daily. We'll have more reaction and build-up as the Lions play their first midweek game next week. I'm David Wilson. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week with more.